WKJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Riley Smith with the check of the latest sports on KJAN. As we take a look at the high school softball scores from Friday, highlights include Winterset coming out on top of Atlantic 10-0. Ballard came out on top of Carroll 9-1. Essex beat East Mills 23-8. IKM Manning came out on top of Audubon 13-0. Lennox beat Red Oak 4-0. And Missouri Valley beat Underwood 9-6. Shenandoah came out on top of Fremont Mills 7-0. Stanton beat Nishnabotna 8-5. Trainer came out on top of Griswold 14-1. And Westwood Sloan beat Riverside 10-0. We'd like to remember that sports is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
So we take a look back at our sports news and the high school baseball scores from Friday. We see Arweva beat Adair Casey 10-1. Audubon came out on top of IKM Manning 11-4. And Cam came out on top of EHK Exira 8-5. East Mills beat Essex 21-6. Lewis Central beat Red Oak 13-0 after 5 innings. Logan Magnolia came out on top of AHSTW 4-1. Missouri Valley defeated Underwood 3-0. Nishnabotna came out on top of Stanton 10-6. And Tri-Center beat Riverside 15-5 after 6 innings. Adam Lind hit a game-winning 3-run home run in the 9th inning off St. Louis closer Trevor Rosenthal, and the Seattle Mariners rallied for a 4-3 win over the Cardinals on Friday night to snap a 6-game losing streak. The Mariners opened the 9th with a double by Kyle Seager and a walk to Dae-Ho Lee. Lind reached down and drove a 1-1 pitch to right field for his 4th career walk-off home run. It was the 3rd home run allowed this season by Rosenthal, who is 2-3. And his 3rd blown save. St. Louis had scored 3 times in the 8th inning without the help of a base hit. Seattle reliever Joaquin Benoit issued 3 walks, and a hit batter and Kyle Seager's error on Matt Holliday's hard ground ball allowed 2 runs to score. Nathan Bannister and 2 relievers pitched a 4-hitter. Arizona had 14 hits against what had been the best pitching staff in the NCAA tournaments. And the Wildcats beat Oklahoma State 9-3 at the College World Series on Friday. The Wildcats forced a Saturday rematch, with the winner advancing to the best-of-3 finals beginning Monday. Bannister was dominant until he had to leave with an apparent injury with 2 outs in the 3rd inning. Kevin Ginkle, who is 5-1, and Cameron Ming held the Cowboys mostly in check the rest of the way. Jensen Elliott, who is 9-3, took the loss. J.J. Matijevic and Zach Gibbons had 3 hits apiece to lead Arizona, who is 46-23. The Wildcats took a 1-0 lead in the first on Matijevic's RBI single, marking the first time the Cowboys, who are 43-21, have trailed in the national tournament. Lewis Boyd doubled in a run, and Gibbons had RBI single in the second, and Gibbons' sacrifice fly in the fourth made it 4-0. Andrew Beckwith pitched his 2nd straight complete game and set a school record with his nation-leading 14th win, and Coastal Carolina stayed alive in the College World Series with a 4-1 victory over TCU on Friday night. The Chanticleers in the CWS for the first time forced a 2nd Bracket 2 final Saturday night against a TCU team that's in Omaha for the 3rd straight year. The winner of the rematch will make its first appearance in the best-of-3 finals beginning Monday. Beckwith, who is 14-1, who pitched the first complete game of his career in a 2-1 win over number one national seed Florida last Sunday, scattered 6 hits, walked 1, and struck out 5 in a 137-pitch outing. The Chanticleers, who are 52-17, scored twice off Mitchell Traver, who is 1-3, in the third inning on Anthony Marsh's squeeze, bunt single, and a sacrifice fly. They added 2 runs in the 7th on a sacrifice fly and David Parrott's ground rule double. Beckwith retired 13 straight batters over one stretch and held the Horned Frogs, who were 49-17, scoreless until Dane Steinhagen homered with 1 out in the 8th. Steinhagen was 1-for-10 in the CWS before launching his shot to the left. Adam Lind hit a game-winning... The Iowa Supreme Court is upholding the search of a high school football player's equipment bag that uncovered a loaded handgun and drugs. The court ruled Friday that Dunkerton High School officials had grounds to search Mario Lindsay Jr.'s bag in 2013, rejecting arguments that it violated his constitutional rights. The case arose when Lindsay got injured on the field during a road game. Before going to the hospital, Lindsay told school officials to make sure that a specific student got his bag and that nobody else should take it. That raised their suspicions. The superintendent later searched the bag after putting on the floor and hearing a clunk that he believed was a gun. He found marijuana and a loaded, long-barreled handgun in a backpack inside the bag. Sports is brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Riley Smith, reporting for KJAN Sports.